Hello, and welcome to the first installment of our new vlog. These videos will be 5 minutes or less, just enough time to provoke some serious thinking about three things: Jesus Christ, Christians, and Christianity. So let's get started. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 7, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, this is a profound truth about Christianity. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. What I'd like to examine is one aspect of this statement, and that is that Jesus is the truth. We now live in an age referred to by some as the information age. We are overloaded with information or data. We get it through the internet, through social media, TV, radio, movies. We get lots of data or information, but is everything we hear or read true? Because we deal with so much information, we really don't take the time or have the time to analyze its truthfulness. So not all the information we get is accurate, and we certainly can't count on the world system to give us the truth. As a result, we may have accepted as true many ideas or opinions which are in fact not true at all. As a result of misinformation, many people outside of Christianity have ideas and concepts about Christianity that are not based upon truth. As a matter of fact, even many Christians have misconceptions about what Christianity is or what Christianity is not. So the purpose of this vlog is to help by revealing Bible-based insights as to who, number one, Christ is, number two, what a Christian is, and number three, Christianity. Now, the most important consideration, the root, if you will, of the Christian belief system is that it is all about Jesus Christ and Him alone. A Christian's identity is not in a religion, denomination, local church, or group of people. A Christian's identity must be in Jesus because He was the one, God in the flesh, who came to earth, died for your sins, removed the wall between you and the Father, and promised eternal life to those who would follow Him. The second important consideration is that being a Christian means that there has been an encounter with God, and that encounter instilled a desire to know more about Jesus. Now, I want to emphasize the word know, because so many people rely on an intellectual knowing with the mind alone. What is more important is to know Jesus on a spiritual level. John 4:23, Jesus says, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in," listen carefully, "spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him." This point is so important that I really need to repeat it. Christianity is not something you can understand with only the intellect or the mind. Christianity, in fact, must be spiritually appraised. That is, we must use spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, and spiritual openness to comprehend spiritual things. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, and this is what he said, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God." Now again, that's not to say that there aren't certain aspects of Christianity that cannot be intellectually understood. But we have to realize that there are going to be areas that are too deep for the human mind to comprehend. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, says the following, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we encounter those areas that are too deep or too high for human understanding, we are called to accept them by faith. Faith is how we appropriate the spiritual things of God. After all, as I have said earlier, God is spirit. By faith, we understand Him. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith in this way. "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So what are the things not seen? The things not seen, of course, are spiritual in nature. Until we come to grips with the fact that being a Christian means a spiritual walk with God, we will always be frustrated by our misunderstanding of what Christ did, what a Christian is, and the nature of Christianity. I really look forward to seeing you again. Until then, may God bless you richly.